Okay. Good afternoon. We'll call to order the Willow City Council special meeting for Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. Item number two on our agenda, Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Salisbury, would you do the honors today?
Yes, sir. Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Tim. Item three, roll call. Madam Clerk Pro Tem.
Councilmember Yoder.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Mello. Vice Mayor Moore.
Here.
Mayor Hanson.
Here. Thank you, Maria. Item four, public comment. Public comment is restricted to only those topics listed on the agenda and is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Is there any public comment on items on the agenda today? If so, please approach the podium. Any public comment? Okay, very good. Thank you. Item five, discuss and advise the additional cost for the infrastructure project on South Tehama in support of the Basin Street commercial development. Administrative Services Director Tim Salisbury. Good afternoon.
Actually, I'm going to pass it to our interim city manager.
Very good. Chief, afternoon.
Mayor Hanson, members of the council, thank you again for having a special meeting. We really want to try to get together and make sure everybody's on the same page of how this is going and where we're at. So just a quick summary, the agenda item before you basically is broken down. When we accepted the grant, we applied for the grant, where the funding is coming from. But really what we need to talk about is the original project cost was $3.5 million. With the overrun that we had, our engineers, Basin Street engineers, have gone back through and has narrowed that gap down to about $707,000, which cut it just about in half, which gives a total project of 4.4.
Actually, we're going to stop right there because your administrative service director can't do math on 4.27, 4.4.
So roughly 4.2 million in the total project. So, how are we going to pay for this? Well, we have a couple of different things that we are working on. Mark from 3CORE is working on the OTC grant, an over-counter to grant with Rumiano. That is our first block to try to get in to secure the funding. Secondly, we're working on the infrastructure district down in there, which is going to take probably a year by the time the start to the finish of the development of that district. In the meantime, as most of you are aware, we do have an extension deadline of September 30th. As we have been working with this project, if we get into that September timeline and do not comfortably tell EDA that we have the funds secured, that extension may be rejected. So one of the proposals you'll see later on today is the additional closed gap of that funding. But that funding is also going to be a backstop if these other additional funding options do not come through for us. And really from there, you know, hopefully everybody read that agenda item. I don't want to read it verbatim. But from that point, we have Frank from Basin Street, Mark from 3CORE here. Our attorney, Mr. Salisbury, we can start answering questions to try to get everybody up to speed on this. With that, we'd be happy to start answering questions.
Okay, very good, Chief. Thank you very much. Council members, any questions, comments? If you'd like to begin, Mr. Williams?
Well, actually, I spoke with Tim and Wayne earlier, but just for the record, I just want everyone to know I did have some other questions. One of the questions I asked was, how did the internal financing become a better choice? And so I'd like this to be 11.
Going back to the original proposal, the development agreement with Basin Street is a 5-year financing plan. They'll pay in installments with a imputed interest rate of 5% built into the development agreement. Given the fact that some of these funds would need, all these funds would be needed much more quickly than in 5 installments. Originally, we had worked with Three Core to develop a gap financing plan to bridge that gap, and then we would use the development agreement funds to turn around and pay off that loan. What we ultimately determined was that we believe it is legal to utilize some other internal funding, i.e. we would use some development impact fee fund balances that we don't believe are going to be used in the near term, and use that as the internal financing mechanism, cash flow those out of the construction project, then have a repayment stream from the development agreement to replenish those development impact fee funds. That would allow those particular funds to earn a higher interest rate because, again, the development agreement sits at a 5% interest rate. So we just ultimately determined that was the better, more efficient route to go. What it also did was then free up the original loan commitment from Three Core to then be moved to what you have in front of you today, which is the gap financing then to create the verification of the additional $707,000. It would be $500,000 of the additional $707,000. We could utilize those funds in that route. So a combination of the two made internal financing make much more sense at that point.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Wayne, if you don't mind, could you kind of give us a brief rundown on where the cost savings, how it was brought from $1.4 million to $700,000?
Sure. With our city engineer, John Wanger, and then Basin Streets engineers, what they have done is basically we're taking this project into 100% as is in the first phase, and we're going to phase this project out. Most of our cost savings is due to the widening of 99. We're not going to be doing the turn lane in, but we're widening the deceleration and acceleration lane coming out, knowing that as another phase develops, we're going to continue on doing that. We've also removed the landscaping off the bridge, which ended up being a considerable amount as well. And there's some other miscellaneous stuff that they've nickeled and dimed through the way there, but that's the majority of it is the road widening and a little bit different on the bridge.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any further, Jeff?
Not at this moment, sir.
Mr. York?
No, and like you were talking about removing some of those projects, why were they in there in the beginning? Like the beautification of a bridge. I mean, where did that, I mean, why was that in there to start with? Was that just, was that a requirement? Or was that just some fluff somewhere?
I would say it's probably fluff.
I think I can answer that question because I was on the Planning Commission at the time. The Planning Commission asked for it.
Oh.
So it was not a necessary thing, but they asked them to include it, so they did.
Okay. Is there anything else? Or are we at bare bones now?
We are bare bones now.
Okay. Okay. I mean, as good as it would be, I mean, I'm not trying to say that the Planning Commission did anything wrong, but as good as it would be, was there any other things that we may be able to cut that would even diminish that anymore? Because $707,000, by the time they build it out, it's going to be, what, 1.5? I mean, you know, the cost of doing business isn't going to stop at that $707,000, you know, deficit. So, you know, by the time it gets built out, it's still, those things are going to accrue. We know that.
Well, there's contingencies built into it as well. And I'm confident with our city engineer and then also Basin Streets engineer that they've reviewed this. We have a bare bones project now.
It can be completed under
and
that
4.2. It can be completed in that.
Okay. All right. Okay. No, that's all I got right now.
Okay, Jim, thank you. Carrie?
I don't have anything.
I don't either. I think it's a good plan of action for, you know, the funding if needed, you know, the CDBG grant application and, you know, with the land secured financing assessment, if, you know, I just think it's a good plan of action, good business plan,
good
actually.
Route.
I, you know, just, so I like it. And I also agree with Jim. I think probably all pretty much in agreement. Yeah, really, the bridge beautification thing, really, it's a bridge. So anyway, so very good. Good job. Yeah, and I want to, you know, commend staff and also including our city engineer, Mr. Wanger, for, you know, shaving serious dollars off this project, so good work. I have nothing further. Any last questions or thoughts?
I think that's a good route to take as an internal.
Okay.
Like they talked about.
Okay, very good. Okay. Anything further on item five, Chief?
Nope, I just want to make sure the original matches, if everybody's comfortable with where the match and the funding is coming from, as Tim explained, it's, you know, it's kind of, I want to make sure that everybody's aware of that. The development agreement, the original agreement, the cost amount has not changed. Basin Street's still doing the $500,000 on that.
Okay, nothing's changed from the original plan as far as the original financing on the original 3.57?
Just where Tim has pulled the money from.
Very good. Any questions, council members?
Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Chief. Item six, discuss and advise a possible amendment between the City of Willows and California Land Investors LLC. Chief?
Thank you, Mayor Hanson. Once again, this is part of the development agreement. We need to amend this agreement due to the fact of the timing with the grant. There was a timeline that Basin Street was to already have paid the city the first installment, but it was based upon the grant being awarded and actually work was being produced. So as we have reviewed the agreement, in that Exhibit B, the developer contribution, the verbiage has been changed there, completion of the off-site improvements, the verbiage, slight change there, the effective date and term, and those were the changes to the development agreement. And with that, Mr. Hunt has reviewed it and has weighed in on it as well, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay.
Once again, this is a no action. We will bring this item back on the August 8th meeting due to its ordinance, and we will have a public hearing at that point for the ordinance as well.
Okay, Chief, thank you very much. Any questions, comments, members of the council, who would like to begin on this item?
Actually,
Mr. Williams?
If you don't mind, Mr. Bob, so the changes that were made, I mean, obviously Wayne just said that, you know, you reviewed them. Were the changes, any of them brought from the company, or was it all derived from the city's standpoint?
No, not really. The development agreement, as it's entered into, required our Basin Street Partners to make their first payment within 1 year from the effective date of the agreement. This agreement was entered into, I believe, in November 2015. So their first payment would have been due in 2016, last fall, November, mm-hmm. December. I take that back. I think we actually executed it on May 5th, if I'm not mistaken. May 5th. So it would have been due May 5th of this year, 2017. Obviously, their contribution was tagged to the build-out of the infrastructure. On the city's part, the development agreement required the city to have completed construction of the infrastructure by June 1st of this year. So we're both
right
substantially behind the calendar ball here, so to speak. That's why this amendment was proposed by both parties, to basically get ourselves into line so that we can get funding, so that we can get this built out, so that Basin Street is not making a contribution for something that doesn't exist at this point in time. And one final thing, we did extend the period of the development agreement, and that was necessary in my view, and I was actually consulted about this a while back. Our developers have maps that are basically vested rights under this development agreement. If the development agreement expires or dies, those maps essentially die with it, and we want to keep those maps and those entitlements alive. So we extended the date for a 12-year period on that. So it's really kind of a cleanup of the problems that we find ourselves in with the delay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for the clarification.
Anything further?
No, sir.
Mr. Williams? Ms. Warren?
No, I think that's good. I mean, with the to clean this thing up is, I mean, we ran into delays that we didn't think we were going to have, which your predecessor had left. And now we're finding ourselves trying to jump through some hoops, and we've talked a bit about this extensively over a period of time. And, you know, in order to make this project work, all the parties need to work together, and this is just part of it, is, you know, not, you know, we just need to keep moving forward, and if we have to adjust things to keep everybody in line on how we're going to get to the end result, and that's what we need to do. So, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
One final thing, we had to adopt, by state law, we have to adopt a development agreement, but with an ordinance. We can only amend it with the same formality with an ordinance.
Right.
So, that will come to you at your next meeting next Tuesday. Publication is already underway for the public hearing on that ordinance.
Okay, very good. Any further questions, comments, council members?
No.
Okay, I have no questions either. Mr. Hunt, thank you very much for your expertise. Thank you. Okay, Chief, anything further on this, or Mr. Hunt?
No, I just, you know, once again, I'd just like to thank Basin Street and the partnership that we have, and we're all working together to make this project work on behalf of the city, and we just really want to thank them for all that they've been doing as well with this project.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, this is a long-term relationship. You know, things move slow. You know, I guess that's the way government is designed to work. Slow, it backs up, does it again, and backs up, does it again. Pretty soon, we'll get it right, and we won't know what to do with ourselves. So.
There were a few other issues that we've run into along the way. We had easements from parties that didn't own the property to give us easements, so we had to work with Basin Street, and we had to go out and find people who actually owned the property, because the holder of the option had let the option expire. So there's been a lot of digging and a lot of homework here to get this thing where we are now. We couldn't even go to EDA with a grant application until we had those sorts of things cleaned up. So hopefully we're there.
You guys are doing a great job. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree.
It's been a long process, but yeah, you have done excellent work, and the partnership between City Willows and Basin Street is phenomenal. So very good. Thank you very much. Okay. Moving on to item 7, regular business. Item 7A, by motion, authorize the interim city manager to sign the 3Corps financing proposal and submit document to 3Corps. Chief? No, okay. Now you're switching up on it.
We're trying to make sure
Mr. Salisbury.
You're staying on your toes, Mr. Mayor. Now, we felt that, staff felt it would be unfair to call you in on a Wednesday afternoon and let you vote on something. So that's what's in front of you at this point in time. As a follow-up to the narrative that the interim CM provided, one of the steps was to enter into a loan proposal for the gap financing, again, temporary gap financing, so that $500,000 of the $707,000 of additional commitment, we can ethically and morally say that we have commitment on this. So in front of you is this item. Again, ultimately, this is a temporary measure. We may or may not ultimately end up needing to use it. Even if the grant and or the financing district do come into play, we'd still like to have this in our hip pocket to manage the cash flow of the project if it ultimately becomes necessary. We believe we can manage the month-to-month, as we did chat with Mr. Williams about this. We believe that if everything does come to fruition and we have quick turnaround time from EDA and CDBG in terms of reimbursements of funds, we can probably manage this project with existing city cash flow. If there's any sort of delays, we may need to temporarily dip into this, even if the other financing sources do come into play. So with that, I'll entertain any questions that you may have on this, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Salisbury, and also Mark Nemanik is also attending the meeting today from 3Corps. Afternoon, Mark. So he's also available for answer any questions as well, council members. Council members who would like to begin, any questions, comments on this matter? Mr. Williams? Well, I know you have a question, so we'll start with Jeff.
Thank you. Actually, Tim, just because I did ask the question prior to the meeting,
sure.
The 1% fee due at the time of execution, where does that money come from?
The preference of that would be to use community discretionary or economic development funds. Remember, we do have two funding mechanisms outside of the general fund where the council does have some discretion in terms of using this, and we would use that resource. I think it's an appropriate use of community promotion or economic promotion.
Thank you. I think that's all the questions.
Okay, Jim.
Thank you, Mr. Time.
Jim?
I wish I had a question for Mark just because I saw him drive up and, you know, and you guys do a great job for us, so, you know, other than that, just keep doing what you get, what you're doing for us, and have patience and just keep doing it. We'll find ourselves at the end of this one day, and then we'll get you on something else, Mark. It's been a long road, so, no, I have nothing.
Okay, Jim.
I don't have anything either.
I don't have any questions either. Sorry, Mark. But just also want to, you know, thank Three Corps for, once again, along with Basin Street, Three Corps is an outstanding partner for the City of Willow, so thank you for everything that you do for us. Thank you. It's good. We have
he says
team.
That as he sits here, right until he walks out the door.
Okay, nothing from the council, Mr. Salisbury or Chief? Anything further on this matter before we move on? Okay, very good. Well, the recommendation, staff recommendation, is to authorize the interim city manager to sign the Three Corps financing proposal and submit the document to Three Corps. So, pleasure to the council.
I move that 7A be authorized the interim city manager to sign Three Corps financing proposal and submit documents to Three Corps be approved.
Mr. Yoder has moved that the matter be approved as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mrs. Warren has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries 4-0. Thank you very much. Well, the time is now 3:21, 15:21 hours. We're moving to item number 8, adjournment. Meeting adjourned. Thank you for attending.
Hey, sorry, you guys had to stay here in the air conditioning
for a while.
Nice in
here.
Whole 21 minutes.
I know, I don't want to go back outside.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.